about. So easy.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Can you hear me through the microphone?
I can. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
You are Mr. Hollywood Yates, but yes. People who are fans of American Gladiator would probably know you better as...
Wolf.
Even if they're just a wolf.
A wolf?
A wolf.
A wolf.
Yeah, that's what I said, a wolf.
A wolf.
A wolf.
Wolf.
No point in that. No point in that at all.
Hi, yes. I'd like to order a last-minute stripper. Oh, preferably of Asian heritage. Very bendy. With a heart of gold. And a... crotch of gold. Yeah, I'll hold.
And now. Our feature presentation.
That is, that's Doto's laugh.
That is the laugh of an insane man.
It's, he's not insane, let's be honest.
No, he's not. But if you didn't know who that was, you would say that is a man locked up somewhere who is out of his mind.
He has an insane laugh. He may be insane. It's possible.
We don't know yet.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin Abine Show. It is 5:34. It's Thursday morning. Lisa, I don't know if you saw the story about this this tree in Florida.
No.
Of course, it comes out of Florida.
Yeah.
Get the Florida jingle up, would you?
Yeah.
You know, it's an old tree, and it's been around forever, and it's protected, and now they're going to tear it down for a parking lot.
Oh, I see.
And some people aren't happy with that. Some people are very upset about that, including this dude.
I've seen the tree in all of its different modes, rain, lightning. It's just spectacular. I can't really put it into words.
So you got that guy standing out in front of the tree trying to protect it.
Wow. Where?
You goddamn people in Florida! You retarded bunch of bastards! Florida, Florida,
Florida. What the hell is going on? You always have the craziest news. What's going on in Florida, Florida, Florida? You are so crazy. Let's all find out what happened now in Florida.
So the dude's out there and he's trying to really get across how much he loves that tree. And he's having a hard time.
Uh-huh.
He gets a little choked up.
I heard that.
Oh, no, you haven't heard anything
yet. Oh, really?
No, he hasn't gotten choked up yet.
I'm getting to where I'm real territorial and protective over it.
Okay, so he's territorial over his tree.
Okay.
You do not come to his area and take down that tree.
Which is kind of frightening, but yeah, it's the tree is my best friend. You know, like I said, I'm new to Florida. I haven't met a lot of people.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the tree's probably really great, and they probably shouldn't tear it down, but really?
The
it's
tree
his
is
only
his
friend?
Best friend. It's his best friend. Mm. The tree is his best
is
friend.
Is he going to marry the tree?
I don't know. They're talking about...
He would if he could, right?
He sure would.
The tree doesn't pass judgment, it's just...
Someone's been hurt. Right?
Deeply.
That guy's encountered some massive dicks along the way because the thing he likes about the tree is it doesn't judge him.
Yeah.
There. It greets me when I come home. Oh. It greets me when I wake up in the morning.
That's nice.
It's there when I fall asleep at night. It's very reliable. My blinds are never closed. The only time I close them is when I go to sleep. There's always something going on in the tree.
All right. Now, when he starts talking about there's always something going on in the tree, now they get a shot from inside his house, and he's just standing at the window gazing out at the tree.
Oh, that's sweet.
Because he lives in some kind of a shanty tent housing project place right next to the tree. And so he spends his entire day looking at it.
Be it the squirrels or the ducks, whatever. There's always something going on. So I spend more time watching it than I do television or playing on the computer. To move the tree for 20-something story buildings, I don't understand it.
Poor guy.
And then you hear the wildlife in the background.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to...
Spends more time doing that than playing the computer or meeting people or...
I'm going to suggest that really all trees are very reliable.
None of them judge that I know of.
No, and none of them move. They're there in the morning.
That's correct.
They're there
They're
at
reliable.
Night.
You're right.
They
You're
have
right.
birds.
In his defense, it was a pretty nice tree.
Okay.
In his defense.
Okay.
But just a note to the listeners today, for the Kevin and Bean Show, if a tree is your best friend, keep that to yourself. I don't know that you want to be sharing
He's
that.
He's going to need a new best friend.
With other people. Even if it's true, just don't tell anyone about that. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
We have Allison Brie on the program today talking about community.
Adorable.
Adorable as hell.
Yeah, she really is.
We have My Crazy Obsession, which is kind of the tarted brother of My Strange Addiction. Okay. This is I Love My Pet Rats, girl who has 19 pet rats.
I had one.
You had a rat?
I had a pet rat.
But not a mouse? Who gets a rat instead of a mouse?
Rats are actually really smart.
And you can tell how. They do your math homework?
No, I mean, they'll come to you. They're kind of trainable. Mice, not so much.
Is a tree your best friend?
No.
Is a rat your best friend?
The rat was my best friend.
This woman loves her rats so much that she moved out of the house with her husband because he said, it's the rats or me.
Oh.
And that's the wrong move for a husband in most cases.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
The woman will choose whatever it is. In this case, she chose rats. All right.
19 rats.
Yeah.
That's a lot of rats.
She sniffs one of them. Mmm, you smell like nachos. That happens.
Oh, God.
So I got some highlights of that coming up. Travis Fimmel will be in the studio. He is the dude with the hair, as he's known on the Vikings.
He's all right. Let me tell you something.
From the History Channel.
That dude is pretty good.
Yeah. We have tickets for April Foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
We have Dr. Drew on the program today.
Okay.
And a brand new Internet Roundup as well.
Awesome.
So we'll get that all kicked off with the Ralph Showbiz Beat, and that is coming up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Coming up in just a minute, talking to Dana White, the president of the UFC, about UFC 158.
Oh, yeah.
GSP against Nick Diaz. That should be good. Right now it's time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Well, how about those Veronica Mars fans?
Oh, they raised the money yesterday. How'd it go?
Well, as of now, they're well over $2.5 million.
I thought they only needed two.
That's all they needed, but they said keep the money rolling in because the bigger budget they have, the more guest stars they can hire, which means you get to see more characters that you loved from the original series. So two was the minimum to get the film made, but the more money they make, the better film they can make.
Wouldn't it be funny if they had the money to begin with? It's just a big scam.
Everybody's just putting it in their pockets. Kristen Bell's buying a yacht.
Keep it coming, people.
Yeah, it was kind of an amazing feat to watch yesterday. The people from the TV series Veronica Mars trying to raise the money to produce a big screen reunion sequel, I guess, to the cult classic TV show. They needed $2 million. They gave themselves 30 days to raise it. Yesterday, the Kickstarter.
It started
campaign,
yesterday?
Yeah. Kickstarter campaign started off yesterday at 7:30 a.m. our time, and let's see, they raised the first million in just 4 hours and 24 minutes.
Wow!
Which makes it the fastest ever to reach $1 million on Kickstarter, and then by around 6 o'clock in the evening yesterday, they had reached the $2 million mark.
That's crazy.
So less than 12 hours. They raised $2 million, and now it's well over $2.5 million.
The people love Kristen Bell, I'll tell you that.
And they love Veronica Mars.
Yeah.
And they want to see those characters back again, and this is the a quintessential example of fans having a say-so in what they want to watch. So, Rob Thomas, creator of Veronica Mars, as you can imagine, is blown away. My mind is blown, he told Entertainment Weekly.
Now we have to make the movie we didn't want to make.
Well, it's funny he said... what has happened today has exceeded the wildest pipe dream I let myself entertain. Holy cow, we better make a good movie. These amazing fans have stepped up, we better deliver. Kristen Bell also said that she was blown away by what happened. I knew Veronica Mars fans were cool, but I had no idea they could rally with such power. They are unstoppable. I have a permanent blush on my face, feeling so lucky to be associated with this entire thing. So... there they go.
Oh, I love Kristen.
Oh, I gave $1 million myself. Dave pledged some money yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah.
For real?
He really did. They have little things if you gave so much money you'd get like a Veronica Mars t-shirt, or you get a signed autographed poster when the movie came out by the cast, or you get to go to a screening and something. Dave bid just enough to get the Dave Sanchez, Kristen Bell, salt and pepper shakers. That was what they were giving.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. The ones that he had made for her?
She's desperately trying to get rid of those.
How about that?
Yeah. Fans of The Bachelor, and I know there are many of you out there because I heard from you yesterday when Kevin was trying to besmirch the wildly popular and endlessly entertaining television program from ABC.
Not interested.
You'll be happy to know that Sean's fiance, Catherine, has agreed to wait until the wedding night to consummate their relationship at Sean's request. You see, he's the virgin bachelor.
They're not going to get married, Ralph.
They are getting married.
You don't find love on TV.
They are getting married.
No.
And it is going to be a televised wedding special on ABC.
No!
I hope they televise the consummation, too. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that'll be quick.
It'll be just a commercial break.
He may have been practicing the ways of love, Lisa, without actually having sex with a woman.
Yeah, yeah. I still don't think it'll be more than 10 seconds.
He may have been studying the tantra.
That isn't good for you.
With monks up in the Himalayas for what years.
Leads you to think
he
that.
He could be a penis ninja. You don't know, man.
He could, or just a virgin.
Or he could just be a virgin. Yeah. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth. Looks like that relationship is over. They were engaged. They were supposed to get married.
Yeah.
But now Miley's been spotted without her engagement ring, and insiders are telling the New York Post that the relationship is done. Why? Well, Miley Cyrus's appetite for partying was a big point of contention with the Hunger Games star, Liam Hemsworth. While she suspected he had a wandering eye, there were relationship rumors about him and January Jones, as well as he and Emma Watson. Either way, yeah. Huge move up.
Yeah, I agree.
In those cases. She can't be mad at him.
Miley Cyrus.
Some people say Liam awoke from a long coma long enough to realize that he didn't sign up for a weird shaved head Miley. What the hell's going on with her? So those two, apparently it's not going to happen.
Oh, that's too bad.
And this is great news. You know, the Kardashians have their own makeup line called Chroma, K-H-R-O-M-A, Chroma Makeup.
Didn't know the name of it, but all right.
Yeah, that's their makeup line. Yeah. There had been a Florida-based makeup company called Chroma, K-R-O-M-A, around for about 10 years when they launched their line. And Chroma, with no H, said to Chroma with an H, hey, we're Chroma. We've been
people
selling makeup
us.
For years. You can't just slap Chroma on your crap and start selling it and say it's Chroma.
They put an H in it.
Well,
Ralph.
A judge saw things the way that Chroma without the H saw them, and he slapped an injunction to block future sales of the Kardashians' Chroma makeup line.
Ugh, things
excellent.
Are
well. It is a preliminary injunction. They will be there'll be further legal wrangling about this, but for the time being, they're not allowed to sell their makeup anymore, which is awesome. Because they, right now, are only sold in one store, a store called Ulta. I'm not familiar with the Ulta stores, but later this month, it was scheduled to expand into dozens of department stores and drug stores.
Wow.
And now that deal has been kiboshed, meaning the Kardashians stand to lose millions in potential sales. Could not make me happy.
Isn't the first thing you do if you're starting out in a business just do a search for the name?
Of course it is. But I guess they figured, look, we're the Kardashians. And we put an H in it. That's what they thought.
We put an H in it.
We put an H in it. Huh. So, that's good, right? That they're going to suffer?
Well, that's I like
good.
It. Yeah. But Chris will figure out a way to turn it around. She is the devil.
She is the devil. And this blows my mind. But Jimi Hendrix has the number two album in America right now. Jimi Hendrix. 43 years after his death. They released a new collection of previously unreleased Hendrix material.
Now, why did they wait till now?
I don't believe they came across it until recently. And then they had to clean it up and remaster it and package it into a, you know, a good-sounding CD. It's called People, Hell, and Angels. And in its debut week, landed number two in the Billboard Top 200 albums.
How about
43
that?
Years after he's dead, a new album. Number two! Number one is a new debut by a guy named Luke Bryan, who apparently is a country music performer.
Sure.
His album's name is Spring Break, Here to Party. That's the name of his album.
That sounds like something I would name.
What an artist. You got Jimi Hendrix and then a guy, Spring Break, Here to Party.
You want to hear some of Spring Break, Here to Party?
I'd love to hear
I have a clip.
You're the head, you're on the spear. You're the nail on the cross. You're the fly in my beer. You're the key that got lost.
Oh, what's wrong with that guy's voice?
I don't like that out.
It's ridiculous.
The rest of the top 10 albums are like this. Bruno Mars, Unorthodox Jukebox, was third. Mumford & Sons' Babel, still in the top five. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, The Heist, was number 5. Rihanna, Unapologetic, 6th. Florida Georgia Line, Here's to Good Times, Imagine Dragons, was 8th with Night Visions. That's what I call music volume 45.
Is that where they have other
just
artists
the top
do it?
Hits. It's yeah. a compilation.
Oh,
album.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's not covers. It's actual.
It's the original.
Actual tracks. Okay. Yeah. It's number 9. And then Lumineers, number 10. Those are your top albums in America. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actress, model, Sasha Gray. Sasha Gray is 25 years old today. She enjoys doing things that I like watching her do.
Yes, she does. And yes, you do. And yes, I do.
Taylor Hanson of the band Hanson is 30 years old.
Actor, she's hot, right?
That's a dude.
Oh, it's a dude.
Singer and actor Chris Klein from American Pie movies is 34. Grace Park, we had her in here.
We did.
For Hawaii Five-O. She, of course, was a Cylon on Battlestar Galactica, 39 years old today. Comedian Billy Crystal, 65. And legendary composer, conductor, producer, Q has done it all. Quincy Jones is 80 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Brand new internet roundup on the way. Plus, I don't know if you're watching this Vikings on the History Channel. It's a pretty good show.
I watched the first episode and I'm in love.
Let me just guess. You watched because you heard this dude, Travis Fimmel, was hot, right?
He's beautiful.
Yeah, he's got bad hair, though. Bad hair.
Well, that can be fixed.
Allison Brie from Community on the program. Dr. Drew will be here. Plus, we've got tickets for April Foolishness. Right now, we're going to introduce you to a new crazy person. This show is called My Crazy Obsession on TLC, the Freak Network. My Crazy Obsession. The other one is My Strange Addiction. That's the one where they're eating soap and they're eating underarm deodorant and they're eating dirt and sand. Remember the one we had sand? Everybody was throwing up.
So what's the difference?
My Crazy Obsession is, it's not an addiction, it's an obsession. I don't know. It's very close.
Okay.
It's very close. This particular episode that I'm about to play for you focuses on I Love My Pet Rat. That's the name of it. I Love My Pet Rat. I'm sorry. Did I say rat? Rats. 19.
Well, they breed really fast.
19 rats.
Yeah. My name is Chantel Banks, and I'm crazy obsessed about my rats.
Yes, she is. And, well, I'm just going to say she looks like what you think she would look like.
Okay.
All right.
I love rats more than I love people. I do.
We believe you. Take it easy. You don't have to keep repeating yourself. She loves rats more than people. So apparently the it gets better routine did not work with her because it's not getting better. So she loves her rats so much more. And she, you know what? She can't live without them. She would die without her rats.
Hey, Janice, are you my crazy girl?
She's talking to one of her rats, Janice.
Of course.
I can't live without them. This is huffing a rat.
She takes her rat and then puts it up to her nose and...
What is she sniffing for?
You'll hear.
It smells good. It smells like nachos. Sometimes I suffer from GGMR. I gotta get more rats.
Yeah. Yeah, you need more than 19.
Okay, this is hoarding.
They smell like nachos, Lisa.
That's not good.
And let me tell you something about this girl. She knows what nachos smell like.
Okay.
She is a fan of the nachos. Here's the announcer giving a little background.
Chantal has 19 pet rats that she keeps in her two-bedroom apartment, and she treats all of them like her children.
Each of the rats have different personalities. Burger likes to eat, and he doesn't like to exercise. Janice loves to kiss. Lily is my jumper. Sweetie.
By the way, the kisser, they show her kissing the rat. It's tiny little tongue. It's itsy bitsy tiny little tongue. It's making a lot of contact with her mouth.
You know, they breed like crazy.
Yeah, and that's fine with her because she GGMRs. She needs more rats.
150 rats in like 2 years.
Yeah. Well, is it just a hobby? I mean, certainly she has a job and a reason to live, and then this is a side thing, like your pet.
Right, of course.
Like Boner. Right. He's a cute...
I mean, you got to go out and make food to...
Ugly, cute little dog.
Feed the dog.
But you have a life. You have family. You do things.
When you find your purpose in life, you know it. And that was what happened to me when I saw that first rat. I was 16 years old, and I've had them pretty much ever since.
That's her purpose?
Her purpose in life is these rats. That's why she lives.
Is this all she does?
You want to hear something funny? No, she had a husband.
That's
this
shocking.
Woman got married.
That's shocking.
Not to make those of you that are single and looking feel bad. This woman that has 19 rats got married. She has a husband. had a husband.
But not everyone is as accepting of her obsession. Chantal recently moved out of the home that she shared with Chester, her husband of 11 years.
Chester, who married her 11 years ago, was dumb enough to say it's me or the rats.
Oh, Chester.
Chester didn't know about her calling her purpose in life. Because her purpose in life is the rats, not Chester.
No.
So she said, fine, I'm out.
She'll go out and buy two or three rats for whatever reason, and then I find out about it later. Initially, that was quite...
Okay, he's not a prize.
Confrontational.
My husband didn't really want to take care of my rats anymore. It was very demoralizing, and it was very difficult.
I didn't want any rats, and she can be quite demanding and getting what she wants.
So he says, me or the rats, and she moves out, and his plan is working perfectly, because in his mind, he's thinking... She's going to realize how much she misses me.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big mistake. And then she's going to come back and we're going to have a normal relationship again.
I soon realized that I needed to get my own apartment and I needed to get my rats out here.
Hopefully this is a short-term arrangement that we've got here now. And then we can get back together. If
you know what? Your dreams of hoping that our marriage is going to work out are going to be completely shattered.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not coming back.
She's choosing the rats.
She's choosing the rats.
My husband will never have the type of bond that I have with my rats.
That's good.
My rats don't judge me. They love me for who I am. When I cry, they lick my tears.
I'm sure that's true.
When she cries, the rats lick her tears.
There's a lot of people who want things that don't judge them, like trees.
The tree and the rats, right. They get judged a lot. But just... You know, when you've been home alone and somebody hurt your feelings or whatever and you're crying, just picture these little rats crawling over her face.
Licking her tears.
It's not cute, Lisa. They're rats.
They're going to find... Well, like I said, they do make good pets, but you can't have 19 rats.
My rats don't judge me.
Yeah.
They love me for who I am.
Uh-huh.
When I cry, they lick my tears.
So, you got that going for you. So, you want to check that out? It's called My Crazy Obsession on TLC. Dear. I don't know if you saw the latest story, the latest picture. Lady Gaga recovers from hip surgery in her own 24-karat gold wheelchair.
She doesn't do anything like anybody else, does she?
Unless you look at the photo of Larry Flint's wheelchair, which is identical.
Oh, really?
Remember Larry Flint,
the
editor of Hustler? He's crippled.
Yeah.
He's been rocking a gold wheelchair for...
I didn't know that.
20, 30 years.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, and until I saw the picture... I didn't realize it might as well be his. It's amazing that it looks exactly the same.
Oh, all right.
I put up pictures of it on my Twitter feed, the Kevin Ryder, R-Y. It wouldn't be Lady Gaga if she didn't rock her recovery in unique style, the article says. It was made all over the United States. Her assistant got a hold of this dude, and she's like, you got a week to make me a 24-karat gold wheelchair. And so they did, and now she's supposedly going to recover in this 24-karat gold wheelchair.
Wow, I'm sure she'll recover much faster with that.
I would imagine so, yes, and in style. And we thought we would check in with the OG 24-karat wheelchair man, which is Larry Flint. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We are good. How are you?
Well, I'm crippled.
Yeah.
You're still crippled,
yeah.
I didn't think that was really going
to
change.
No real need to ask that question.
Okay.
Because it's not... The prognosis is not good.
You're going to be crippled.
That's probably how I'm going to stay.
Okay. Have you seen the Lady Gaga story? She had hip surgery and she had a gold wheelchair made.
Yeah. I resent the fact that she's kind of stealing my swag.
I never really thought of you and swag together.
I resent the fact she's... taking my thing and, you know, making her own.
And it's calling it her own unique style.
Yeah. I mean, I've had a gold wheelchair for many years.
Right.
And she's just stealing my thunder, and I frankly resent it.
Well, I can understand that. I mean, I don't know that it's that important.
Well, it is to me.
Oh, all right.
Because, you know, my wheelchair is sort of my statement.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't go around wearing a meat dress.
You should.
I don't think I look very good.
That would be
dress.
Well. No one does.
But I'm very angry.
Okay.
And if she wants to meet me at the corner of Sepulveda and Ventura, I'll be there.
Larry,
she knows
you can't.
What I look like. She could see me right there on the corner.
Larry, you can't fight.
There's a hospital right nearby there.
Yeah.
I won't wheel her over there, but that's where she'll end up.
Have you had fights with other people in wheelchairs?
Ask Hartman. He knows.
Hartman's
he knows
not.
You don't know a guy named...
I level people.
You don't know a guy named Hartman.
I do.
So
I'm challenging Lady Gaga to a fight.
Okay, you're crippled. She just had hip surgery.
So it's an even match.
Okay.
We'll take our two gold wheelchairs at 20 paces right. And just ram them into each other as hard as we can.
Her arms are probably a little stronger than yours, though, Lair.
I don't think so. Huh. I've been pushing a wheelchair for 30 years
yeah.
now.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's true.
Built up a lot of upper body strength.
Sure.
So you're just going to wait at the corner for her and hope she shows?
Sure.
Okay.
And it's ironic that this all should happen because we recently purchased some nude photos of Gaga.
Oh, is that right?
Into the magazine.
Nude photos of Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga, spread of her nude for Hustler magazine.
That's not...
So I just got them today and I just wanted to take a look at them because we're going to be putting that...
Oh. Come on, Larry. Larry!
Wow.
Oh, wow.
They're really bad.
That's a lot.
Oh, man. I can't believe she was born that way. I better get up and clean this mess up.
You can't, Larry, you can't get up.
Mopping
Larry,
a bucket.
Just, you're crippled. You can't. Larry!
Oh, God.
Can you send somebody down the corner of Ventura and Sepulveda to pick me up?
Get Hartman.
Hartman.
Right now it's time for another look at the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
This is sad news for you K-Rock listeners.
What happened?
Hate to break it to you, but you know we're doing our first annual K-Rock Good Times Blackjack Tournament at the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
That's tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, Friday, March the 15th. We will be there.
Why is that bad news?
Well, because, you know, all week long I've been giving away seats at the tables. It is the K-Rock Good Times Blackjack Tournament. That means many of us here from the morning show will be playing. Kevin will be playing. Beer Mug will be playing. Dave, the King of Mexico, myself, will all be at the tables. The top five finishers will earn a piece of $10,000 in cash and prizes. Be split up amongst the top five. There's going to be a big after party after the tournament at the just open tacos and tequila restaurant there at Morongo. I believe there's still some seats. If you want to go to krock.com, you can still register to participate. But I give away a special seat each and every morning this week because I've been giving away seats. You'll start the tournament with one of us. I've given away a seat for Kevin and one for Beer Mug and one for Dave the King of Mexico. Sadly, though, the only seat remaining is going to guarantee that you will lose in the first round of the tournament. And I feel bad doing this to you, K-Rock listener. But
you know that you're sealing your fate right now.
There's just a seat left at my table. At my table to begin the blackjack tournament at my table. One seat available. And I feel bad. I feel bad because you're going to come all the way out to Morongo, which is a beautiful resort. And I don't know, maybe book a massage at the spa or something. Or, you know, just come for the after party. Because you're going to be sitting there for like minutes.
Who's going to knock him out, Ralph?
And then it's going to be all over as I, you know, proceed from the first round to the next.
I see.
So if you'd like to sit with me at my table for the K-Rock Good Times Blackjack Tournament up there at Morongo Resort and Spa, call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Since the event is tomorrow, and tomorrow's the 15th, let's take caller number 15. Lucky caller number 15. You will sit with me at my table as we start the tournament. By the way, if you get 15, hit. Always hit on 15. That would be my advice.
Always.
Always.
What if the dealer's showing a 5?
Always, man. Just go for it. Just go balls out.
I see your plan. I see your evil plan.
See what I'm doing?
Muggs wanted to know earlier if he always split 7s, and I said,
oh,
absolutely.
Yes, by all means.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Against anything.
You do, Beer Mug. You do that. So those are the rules. Always hit on 15 and always split 7s. That's what we'd like you to do at the tournament tomorrow. Do that for us, won't you? Okay, let's take a look at the showbiz news. Boy, the this Kardashian thing. You know, Chris Humphries is still trying to get divorced from his still wife, Kim Kardashian, who's now pregnant with Kanye West's child.
Right.
TMZ.com reporting that a deposition by one of the producers of Keeping Up with the Kardashians may be enough to sink Chris Humphries' case. Sadly.
Oh, no, really?
Well, he said that he was defrauded into proposing marriage to Kim, that she had never intended to make it a real marriage, that she was orchestrating the whole thing.
Just for TV, right?
Just for TV.
Just for TV ratings.
So this producer comes forward and is deposed and says, well, when we shot the scene where Chris proposed to Kim, she was so surprised when he proposed that she didn't give a good reaction. So she said to us that she wanted to give a better reaction, so we went back and we shot the proposal all over again. Which, by the way, tells you everything you need to know about this show, this reality show, okay? But what lawyers are saying is, if Kim was actually surprised by his proposal,
interesting,
then she couldn't have been the one pulling the strings to orchestrate the marriage, because she was genuinely surprised when he proposed. And they're saying, if Chris went along with the fact that they reshot the surprise proposal a second time for television, that he was in on the fraudulent nature of the TV show.
Interesting.
By participating in reshoots and things like that, he was not, without blame in participating in sort of the fakery of the...
That was his whole case, was it? His whole case.
His whole case was, it was fraud. It was,
wow.
He was defrauded by the entire family and the production company and everything else.
But it can still go to court, right?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so.
I don't care if he wins or loses.
I don't either. As long as we get
some dirt. Right.
Get some trash. But they shot her surprise reaction to the proposal.
I'd like to take that again
more
if
than
I could.
Once. It's a reality show?
Yeah.
By the way, Kim was pulled over last Monday by a Beverly Hills police officer who noticed her windows were way too tinted, too dark. Pulled over, let her go with a warning.
Yeah.
No citation.
That's not surprising, though, is it? Don't you get the idea that all hot chicks get a pass? At least...
For something like that,
sure.
I guess. Some ticky-tack little ticket or something, probably.
But she's not that hot right now.
Not right now, no.
She's pretty big right now. She's a big woman.
She's pregnant, Ralph.
She's big.
She's pregnant.
She's big. Big. She's not big.
Right, but I mean, she is pregnant.
But she's also big.
Hey, fatty! You are fat!
Someone says you have to gain 65 pounds when you get pregnant.
Well, that may be indulging a bit.
You may be abusing the privilege, is what I'm saying. Olivia Wilde, come on. She's the best. Remember what I mentioned to you last week, that when Justin Bieber was walking around without his shirt on?
Yeah.
She sent out a tweet that said, hey, Bieber, put your effing shirt on. Well, she said on Jay Leno this week that she has received about 10,000 Bieber hate tweets coming her way.
Oh, they're great.
Diehard fans have said to her, you're a lesbian. Because she doesn't like Bieber without a shirt on. She must be a lesbian, see?
Odd.
You're too old. Well, another suggested, why don't you put your shirt over your mouth?
Yeah.
See what they did there? Zynga. Livia says it's the funniest thing that's ever happened to her. So God bless her for having a sense of humor. I got a little taste of that. I sent out the picture of Bieber with his bodyguard putting him in the car seat. And they photoshopped a diaper on him.
Right.
He looked like a baby. And I got a little taste of
it. Isn't
that.
It great?
It's awesome. It's amazing how easily they are to rattle. You just poke the cage a little bit with a stick, and they come charging at you like rabid wolverines.
And they're terrible smack talkers.
Yeah, they're the worst.
They're like,
and that's their go-to thing. It's old. You're just old.
And you're... Well, I had one of them tweet this to me. You're just the mother effer, so stop. I was like, what the hell?
You're a grown man. Why are you saying these things? I was like, I'm just calling somebody a douchebag. Grown people do it all the time. Eighth grade asshole. So, good times. Rattle the Beliebers if you can.
It is fun.
If you get a chance, just shake that cage a little bit.
What you do is you follow Bieber, and then you just respond negatively.
Or just hashtag Bieber. It's easy.
Sure.
Just hashtag Bieber.
That'll work, too.
Just hit that nest with a stick and watch him go...
It's unbelievable.
Fly around. It's crazy.
It's good fun.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actress model Sasha Grey is 25 years old today. We had her in here recently for that twisted horror movie. What was it? Would You Rather? Don't You Wanna?
I don't remember the name of
Could you bother?
I remember what she looked like. That's all I remember.
It's based on that game.
What is it, Dave? Would you rather?
Would you rather, yeah. 25 years old.
Answer,
today.
Yes.
Yes. Taylor Hansen of the band Hansen. He's the singer-keyboardist from that band. 30 years old. Chris Klein from the American Pie movies, most famously. 34. Grace Park. You fell in love with her on Battlestar Galactica. Now you can watch her on Hawaii Five-0. She's 39. Comedian Billy Crystal, 65. And Quincy Jones, composer, conductor, producer. He's done it all. 80 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Right now it's time for a brand new internet roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's internet roundup.
Go to krock.com or kevinandbane.com. You can see all of these videos in one place. The first one we have for you is a Hooters ball girl who's sitting down the, I think it's left field line.
Mm-hmm.
In a preseason game, and the ball is fair, and she doesn't know it, and she picks it up and tosses it into the crowd. And the announcers actually pointed out as the camera focuses in on her.
Well, that is a fair ball right over the bag, and the ball girl, she knocked it down. She has no idea that she's interfered with the play, but yeah. She's making a young fan very happy with that ball. Now she realizes it.
The crowd starts to boo her.
Oh, she had to be so embarrassed.
She put both her hands over her face and because it was a fair ball. She tossed it into the crowd.
I would just crawl away.
The drive-thru scary doll driver. This guy is funny. He's done several of these where he actually has carved out his front seat so he can sit in the front seat and not be seen. It looks like no one is driving the car. He's actually sitting behind
it. That's cool.
And that was the last one. In this particular one, he's got looks like a Chucky doll. As he drives through the drive-thru, and then the people respond to what looks like, it only looks like there's a Chucky doll in the car and no human being.
For this prank, I'm going to be doing the invisible driver with a scary doll in the driver's seat. Let's see how fast food employees react to this.
Chucky the damn doll!
Yo, let me Instagram this joint.
You got to Instagram that joint.
That's funny.
Kristen Stewart, in quotes, explains... Mm-hmm. St. Patrick's Day.
He started by explaining the Holy Trinity, and he had explained it like 20 times because they were all so hammered. So finally he was like, it's like a shamrock. The three leaves represent the Father, the Son, and the Holy Moly. And the Irish people were like, whoa, God is a shamrock? And he was like, close enough. And so that's why the Irish people take the shamrock so serious.
Yeah, so maybe you didn't know that part of the story, so Kristen Stewart, in quotes, explains it to you. The next video that we have, a brand new internet roundup, is the Golf Boys. These are four pros, Ben Crane, Bubba Laban, I don't know their names, Ricky Fowler, and Hunter Mann.
Okay.
Watson.
Thank you. Don't care. But this is them, and they're doing a rap song.
Oh, how the birdies love me, love me, love me. Almonds in my bag cause they yummy to my tummy. Pictures in my back swing, baby, that ain't funny. Got my SPF on cause the sun is sunny, sunny. We're going platinum,
we're going platinum. It's not bad.
It isn't.
It's actually pretty well done. I didn't think it was actual golfers the first time.
Wow.
We've brought to you before the epic rap battles of history. This is season 2. And this is where, figures from history rap against each other. This particular one is Nikola Tesla, who, of course, came up with the Tesla automobile, and Thomas Edison. I think Thomas Edison begins.
I'm on the record, I invented, you got duped there, I said it, and I'll bet you $50,000 that you'll never forget it. Without me, here's a taste of what this battle would be. No lights, no camera, no sound, see? You fool, you think that you can touch me with this? You couldn't handle my gifts with your greedy little mind. What's inside mine was ahead of its own time. You did not steal from me, you stole me from mankind.
It's really weird to think that there's somebody somewhere writing a rap for the guy that invented the Tesla car. It's a little strange. Kevin and Bean's internet roundup at krock.com. Kevin and Bean. Iron Man 3 trailer, homemade shot for shot. So this guy took the Iron Man 3 trailer, which is awesome, and does all the sound effects and all the music with his mouth and recreates the scenes. It's a homemade trailer for the movie. So he kind of does it exactly like the movie is, but it's all his little creation.
I consider myself a teacher. Lesson number 1. Heroes. There is no such thing.
That sounds
like,
great.
It looks like it took a lot of work. The bad lip reading is one of our favorite things here. And this particular one is a bad lip reading of The Amazing Spider-Man. And they show you a scene from Spider-Man. And what you're about to hear sounds ridiculous. There's no possible way that they're saying it. Until you watch the video and then you think, there's no way they're not saying it. They are saying that verbatim. And it's impossible to believe, but this is Peter and Gwen, a bad lip reading of The Amazing Spider-Man.
Girl, you know I don't like tuna, so I asked you wanna dance. You wouldn't leg, it makes my heart just wanna break like Hoobastank. Say, ooh, child, goin', 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 goin' to take you to the doctor. Don't wanna hold your wooden leg.
No, you freestyled about my fake leg?
Your foot's kinda messed up, but I was hoping to talk about my tuna.
What, does my wooden leg gross you out?
Yeah, some parts. It's like when I touch it. I get so sick.
Oh, I can smell it.
What? Let's even throw up in our internet roundup videos. Like I say, it's all nonsense, but when you watch the clip, it makes perfect sense. Yep. It looks exactly like that's what they're saying. And then there's a Pepsi Max commercial with Jeff Gordon as they present the test drive. And this is Jeff Gordon in a mustache and a beard, and he gets in a car with a guy that doesn't know who he is and takes a test drive and then just takes off like a bat out of hell.
Oh, man.
And scares the driving instructor out of his mind or the person from the dealership.
Head on out whenever you're ready.
Are you ready to go ahead and,
yeah,
and drive? Okay.
Yeah, sure. It's got some power, so just get a feel for it.
You are liable for any damages to the vehicle, so please stop the car. Stop the car right now! Stop here! Oh, no, no, no.
You all right over there, Steve?
Oh, you're an idiot. I'm going to kill you.
Oh, God.
What the hell do you think you are?
What do you mean?
I'm calling the cops.
No, you don't understand. It's not what you think.
I'm calling
it's not what
the
you
cops.
Think. No, it's just a prank. We're just having fun. Look, this is a camera. Here's a camera. There's cameras. Look, it was all just fun. Look, I'm Jeff Gordon.
That guy said I was going to throw up.
He probably did.
Still called the cops. He was so mad.
It's a brand new Kevin and Bean internet roundup. Go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com. Click on Kevin and Bean.
Kevin and Bean's internet roundup.
I don't watch the History Channel a tremendous amount.
I don't think a lot of people did until recently.
Well, it's blowing up now because they had the Hatfields and McCoys. That was their first smash hit. And now they've got two more in their hands.
One of them is named Vikings. One of them's the Bible. One of them's named Vikings. Very different shows, I've noticed.
We'd go with Vikings.
They both star guys with beards.
Travis Fimmel is in the studio with us. And you play Ragnar?
Yes.
Am I saying that right? Ragnar?
Yes.
And you're the Viking warrior that the story is basically built around?
Yeah, it's about his voyage discovering the West, sailing west.
And you came in and sat down. The first thing that was said to you was Lisa May said, you guys sure have a lot of sex.
Well, they do. And they act like he and his wife, they have kids and stuff. And they act like they're honeymooners. Like, what the hell is up with that?
That's what bugs you right off the bat?
Well, come on. I'm just thinking, being a warrior. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've seen
we've
her.
All
yeah,
seen her.
It's not that
yes.
big.
Although, I don't know that I want to be married to somebody that could kick my ass.
Yeah, she sure can.
Now, I know that, what was the second, is that the second episode when she was fighting you?
I think
she was mad?
Yeah, she gets a bit upset with me now.
Well, let's go back and set it up. This is about the Vikings in A.D. 7?
Yeah, about 800, yeah.
About 800, yeah, okay. Yeah. And so you have a lot of weird beliefs, the gods that you believe in, the way you understand the earth.
Yeah, they're pretty crazy people. They're, there's not many rules in their world, so it gets pretty exciting. No, but he loves his wife. He does good,
Sure.
And he doesn't have to, I normally try to get a yes before sex in real life. The Vikings.
But with the Vikings, they were not.
Take what you want.
They were not so concerned with that, were they?
Yeah, no. But it's a great story, it's a great writer on the show, and.
Yeah, Michael Hirst created it, right?
Yeah.
And he's the guy who did Tudors, which was an amazing
Tudors
series.
Is great,
Forges,
yeah.
And he got an Academy Award for Elizabeth about the Queen. I haven't seen it, but it's meant to be good.
Don't say that, man. It'll kill you off.
That's right.
You'll catch a broadsword during a battle, and it'll be all over for you.
How did you get involved with this this project?
Just from my agent. I heard about the auditions, and I put myself on tape, and it's great playing a Viking.
Yeah, how do you put yourself on tape being a Viking? Like, what's your...
Oh, angry faces.
Yeah. No, someone's upset?
Yeah, I had a friend do it, and lucky enough, they were dumb enough to give me the job. So,
when you're researching a role like this, is there much history about the Vikings? I never knew much about the Vikings. What do you? How do you go about researching?
Well,
a role
they actually
like
never read or wrote anything down, so it's they always get the bad end of the stick because it was the people that they attacked.
Mm-hmm. Who wrote the history?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So
after they just been slaughtered, they write down what happened.
Those guys are mean. Those Vikings.
They've got a pretty bad reputation.
Nice boats, but not a good disposition.
Good sailors.
Yeah. But boy, are they angry.
Where the hell did they come from?
It is a whole nother world, though, to watch people who really don't understand how things work or geography or anything, like trying to make their way through to figuring it out.
No, for sure.
Like the beginning of the story is you don't sail west. You just don't. There's nothing there. You might be lost at sea forever.
Yeah.
And that's the Bible. I mean, that is...
End of the world stuff.
That's the end of the world as they knew it, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably why we know about them, you know. They're so daring people, you know. They sailed across the ocean not knowing if there's anything there or not, you know.
Some would call that dumb. or crazy.
Luckily, my character made it, so it was right.
The show, though, is really more sort of a family drama, and more even more like a political drama than it is sort of an action adventure.
Yeah, no, they're pretty intelligent scripts, you know. They try to bring the audience into how it would have been back there, you know. They've got such a bad reputation.
Sure.
And but they got family, you know. They're trying to provide for the family.
Yeah, but then there's all that plundering. Know?
Well,
pillaging.
There is that.
There wasn't many resources. This is my excuse. There wasn't many resources in Scandinavia back there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not very good country. So they couldn't grow many crops and all that, so they had to go do it.
So it's more like importing than plundering.
Exactly. Yeah.
Importing by force.
Yeah.
And your character is ambitious, to say the least.
Yeah, he's not happy at his little lot in...
It's a farm.
Yeah, a little
Which,
farm.
It looks like he's got it better off than a lot of the people there, but it's just not enough.
Yeah, there's a lot of CGI there. Make it look a bit greener. But we actually shot in Ireland. The country is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
It's cold. I've never been so cold in my life.
Oh, really? Yeah, because you had to wear...
You're not wearing much of anything.
No. Oh, no, we're wearing a lot. But, there are scenes when we, especially on the boat, they're dumping water and that. We have wetsuits on, but they got to cut them. Below the costume.
Oh, sure.
So the water gets in and you just freeze, you know. I had to keep refilling with warm liquid.
Is that right?
Yeah, with no hands. You
know? Irish whiskey?
More of a surface trick.
I've been drinking with Travis before. I know warm liquid keeps him happy. I know what kind of liquids he likes.
Yeah, I've met Ralph at Frankie's a few times. A good restaurant on Melrose.
That's right. We used to drink
Is
at the same
right?
bar. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I want a free meal for that, Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie. Hook Travis up, won't you, Frankie?
Travis Fimmel is in our studio again. He is the star of Vikings, which is on the History Channel. It's Sunday nights at 10, and we will be right back with more on the Kevin and Bean. Travis Fimmel is in the studio with us. He is on the new show Vikings on the History Channel, which there have been two episodes of. It's on Sundays at 10 p.m., and we were talking about the world that you're recreating. You shot it in Ireland, but you're recreating where, Scandinavia?
Yes, yeah.
And the times that you were recreating is crazy. I keep having to get my head around, oh, yeah, they didn't know how to tell which direction they were going. Oh, yeah, they didn't have boats at the time. They didn't have, I don't know, it just seems like it's such a foreign world.
Yeah, well, that's why I think they're so well known, the Vikings, that we've all heard of it. They're extraordinary people that very daring and took risks that nobody else would, you know, and then came the... raping and pillaging. But.
Look, they earned it.
They were also great. They were great sailors also.
Great cast in this show as well. Talk a little bit about Gabriel Byrne, one of my favorite actors. Just must be a thrill to work with a guy like that.
It was
that.
Such a good experience. Gabriel's such a nice fellow, and he's so talented. If you watch the show, you'll see his work. It's just amazing.
He does so much with his eyes in this show.
Unbelievable.
He stares and you just go, wow, I wouldn't want to be on the other end of that.
Yeah, no. I love the scenes and working with him. He's an amazing guy. And all the other actors are great, too. You know.
Shooting with Gabriel Byrne in Ireland, he must be treated like a god there. They must just carry him around on their shoulders all day long.
No, they do love him. They do love him.
Did he force you to carry him around on your shoulders?
Yeah. He did ask me to get a cup of tea. But he's such a nice fella, so down to earth.
Is he really?
So professional. I love the guy. He's great. He's so talented, you know.
And the show's a huge hit. The numbers have been just monstrous.
Yeah, are you guys shocked?
Were you surprised when you got those ratings?
Anything I do that's successful, I'm shocked.
But it just sounds so far-fetched, you know, Vikings on the History Channel.
Yeah.
Well, Tune in.
History's doing a great job. They're great. Great company, and it's been great working for them, you know.
But it is strange for me to think to go to the History Channel for new programming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's true, but it is about the Vikings.
Of course.
They're not doing futuristic stuff, I guess.
It is historical. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, a first-run program, it's just kind of weird to go there for a story I don't know anything about.
Is it a World War II documentary or something? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
They're doing great, though. The show, the Bible's doing great, too, for history, and... Hatfield and McCoy's did very well.
You guys should do a crossover episode where, like, Jesus visits the Vikings or something, you know? Just do a big special.
I was sort of at opposite ends of the spectrum, though. You got the Bible and you got the Vikings.
Television, anything can happen. Jesus time travels and, you know.
I actually got asked in one of the interviews, right at the end, he goes, I've been dying to ask this question. Who would win out of Vikings and zombies?
Oh, please. It's not even a question.
Yeah.
Come on now. The Vikings would dominate. Here, I have a clip if you want to hear some of the Vikings on the History Channel.
Sure.
There you go.
This is actually a sex scene.
What's that? I'm sorry?
This is a sex scene.
Sex scene. One of the sex scenes.
Ragnar!
I think you get the idea.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fighting. Yeah. It's dirty. You're dirty. You're really covered in dirt. You and the entire cast roll around in mud.
You can smell your tribe.
We had to shoot in no matter what conditions it was. So we were actually pretty dirty.
Was it sort of nasty weather at the time?
It rained every day.
Oh.
Every day, but we just had to shoot through it. But it makes the visuals so beautiful.
Yeah.
You know? And it makes it real.
And the boat builder, what's that guy's name?
He's Floki. Gustav Skarsgård, he's a great fella.
Here's what I love about him. He's Skarsgård's brother?
Yes, and Stellan's son.
Alexander's, and Stellan's son.
What I love about him is that you're all covered in mud, and then he puts more mud on his face. He's putting eyeliner on and everything else. He's just rubbing it all over his face.
War paint.
He doesn't strike me as a warrior, though, like you do.
No, he was more of he's a bit more quirky, but he does a lot of fighting later on, actually.
Oh, does he?
Does some quirky fighting. It's pretty entertaining, you know.
So you were saying off the air, I think, that you shot nine episodes.
Nine episodes.
They've only aired two. You haven't heard if it's going to get picked up or not, but the numbers are crazy through the roof.
Yeah, the numbers are doing great, so hopefully we go back. I'd love to go back, you know. And the show just gets better and better. This episode's one of my favorites.
Is it?
The third's this week on Sunday. So I look forward to watching that. Yeah, I hope we go back. The Irish people are so fun to work with.
And you said you have an all-Irish crew.
All-Irish crew. You know, it's a Irish-Canadian production.
Who did you say were the only cold-shouldered people there? Off the air. I'll say it. The Americans.
I'll say it. The Americans.
No, I've been to Ireland, and it is everybody is your best friend.
It's the warmest country in the world. They couldn't be friendlier.
And they mean it. Yeah. It's not a put on. Like, if you were to walk in, I went into many, many pubs by myself. I know that's hard to believe. But you go in there and they just start talking to you like they've known you forever. It's just the most welcoming, warm-hearted people that there could possibly be.
Yeah, make your enemies closer sort of thing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
How many hours a day are you shooting on average?
I'll get picked up at before 6 and get home at 9.
Yeah.
It's pretty long days.
It's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, but you get free food and that.
That's all you really need.
That's my favorite thing about acting.
Free food
and per diem, you know?
But you can't spend it if you're working all the time. How can you spend your per diem when you're on the set 14
the
hours a day?
The pubs close a bit later than 9.
They stay open later than 9?
Yeah, hot toddies just to keep warm.
Sure, you know? Just to keep warm.
Yeah, no, but it was... I love the free food. Jeez. Where do you get to go and get just three meals a day without having
prison?
A donut?
Prison is it.
Yeah,
about
exactly.
It. Prison or acting?
Those are your two choices. Yeah. And it may not be too late for one of them.
Yeah.
Do you still have your is your head still shaved? Did you enjoy that process or no?
Oh no, it was good.
Besides your head,
they took chances on everything on the show. You know?
They really did.
They weren't copying anybody.
Yeah, the look really is original. It really is striking.
Yeah.
And absurd. Yeah.
Like the kid that plays your son.
Oh, yeah. Poor little bugger. Poor little bugger's
gone. Why does it make him look so bad?
He was in the start of high school or whatever. Oh. So the poor little bugger copped some copped a bit of stick for that.
I'll bet.
And I think at one stage he bought somebody an iPod just to stop him teasing. he's playing that card already.
Bribing people.
And by the way, you said he's just starting high school?
Yeah, he's early high school or something. No, he might be year 8 or
so
something.
So can you imagine that he's just starting high school? Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm on TV. Where? The History Channel.
Well, yeah. You get an A in history, probably, from school, right? Exactly.
But you wouldn't get any respect from him.
He's fantastic little actor.
He's great.
No, he's great actor.
No, he's great. He's great to work with.
He's 11 or 12, I think, in the TV show. And
I know, he could be one of those kids that are like 29 or something. He just looks young.
Yeah.
This is the kind of show it is. Your character, Ragnar, leaves the home. And
it's actually Ragnar.
leaves the home. And your wife is still there, who, again, is stronger than you. And two guys come in and try to rape her, and she beats the crap out of them. And then kicks him out. And then you come home and go, did anything happen? She goes, no.
No.
Another day in Viking Lounge.
Well, I got to tell you, if you haven't seen it yet, it's worth checking out. I checked it out because you were being pitched and you might come on the show.
Right.
So I thought, no, watch it. I wasn't really interested. It's really good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's really good. I've seen 2 episodes of it. It's on Sundays at 10 p.m. I'm going to stick with it. It's called Vikings. And Travis Fimmel has been our guest. Thank you, Travis, for coming
in. Thank you, guys.
We appreciate it. Ralph Garman is here with a look at the showbiz beat. Then after the top of the hour, Allison Brie.
I think Lisa wants herself a little Viking, a little piece of Viking.
Well, who wouldn't?
I think she does.
Oh, my God.
She's still got the vapors over there. She's fanning herself. Looking up photos on the internet of guys with horns on their helmets.
I think I'm a Viking
fan. She was
fan.
Not looking for the helmet.
So the Minnesota Viking website, which I don't understand at all. She's looking at football players. She's just obsessed.
Yeah.
Iron Man 3 is coming out.
Yes,
great,
it is.
Great new trailer. Have you seen that or not? Gwyneth Paltrow has an expanded role in this film as Pepper, Tony Stark's loyal gal Friday. But in real life, she's a douchebag.
What? Huh?
I don't know if you saw the most recent interview where she says that she doesn't feed her children pasta, bread, or rice. Apple, 8, and Moses, 6. Hope they get older than that because she's not feeding them. She believes it's all bad for their health. Every single nutritionist, she says, every doctor, every health-conscious person I've ever come across seems to concur that gluten is tough on the system, and many of us are at best intolerant of it and at worst allergic to it. So she doesn't feed her family pasta, bread, or rice.
They'll be fine without it. She's actually right.
But you know what?
The girl says she's right.
The girl says she's right. But you know what the thing about pasta, bread, or rice is? They're delicious.
They are good.
And kids love them.
They are tasty. That's true. If
it wasn't for pasta and bread, my child would not eat anything. She says.
You just leave out a loaf of bread for a weekend.
Yes,
though.
I do. And then it grows mold on it, and she's got penicillin, too. She's got everything that she needs in that one thing. Now, some nutritionists have taken umbrage with her comments.
I'm sure.
Saying that children should consume some carbohydrates for efficient functioning of the brain and nervous system. And for the fuel for working and playing.
She does seem like a know-it-all,
though, doesn't
she?
Vegetables and fruit are carbohydrates, too.
She says, sometimes when my family is not eating their pasta, bread, or rice, they're left with a specific hunger that comes from avoiding carbs. Yeah, it's called your stomach's empty. So, don't be one of Paltrow's kids. That's all I'm saying. Or you won't get a sandwich.
No sandwich for you.
Are you gluten-free, Lisa? Do you live the gluten-free
Not completely,
living?
But mostly.
No. Okay. I'm just saying. People make stuff up, I think. Every day, something's wrong with you. Or good for you, or bad for you. What, are we drinking coffee this week? No. What, wine? It's, oh, yeah, give you a heart attack.
It's
what?
Always,
oh, it'll keep you from getting a heart attack.
Yeah, what? It's always the opposite. It's not just a little bit different. It's always the opposite.
Yeah. So I don't trust anybody anymore.
Especially least doctors all, and health officials.
Least of all doctors.
Right.
And Kim Kardashian. Two people I don't trust.
Who?
Sorry, porn star Kim Kardashian. She's suffering right now, which makes me happy. She's 65 pounds overweight. And now she stands to lose millions of potential sales for her makeup line, Chroma. See, with a Kardashian, it's got to start with a K.
Sure. Oh,
K-H-R-O-M-A is the makeup line. They are selling currently in stores called Ulta. But later this month, It was scheduled to be expanded into dozens of department stores and drug stores. Here's the thing. There's another makeup company that has been around for years called Kroma, only they're K-R-O-M-A, no H.
Very different than Ralph.
And when they caught wind of the Kardashian line, they were like, excuse me. Hi, Kroma over here? Yeah, we've been making Kroma makeup now for some time, and there, here you are with your Kroma makeup, and we believe that might be some sort of confusion for the consumers. So they took them to court, and this week, a judge said, I believe in the good Kroma, and he gave them at least a temporary injunction against any future sales of their makeup line. So that expansion that was supposed to happen in department stores and drug stores later this month will not happen, and that will potentially cost the Kardashians millions of potential sales.
Where did they come up with the name? That's a strange name to just come up out of the blue.
I remember, and please forgive me, flipping around the channels and actually landing on the show during this particular episode where they were sitting in a boardroom screaming at each other about what the name of the company should be. And I think Chloe came up with it. And
after they started doing their show in Miami? Did you say it was a Florida company or no?
No, no.
Oh, I thought it was Florida.
The good Kroma.
Yeah.
They're out of Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this was hatched in L.A. Huh. They were just pitching them the packaging for the makeup and everything. And they said, what's the name? And she said, I like this name. And they just said, okay, that'll be the name. Which seems like you should do some more due diligence than that if you're going to start a company.
Maybe a quick search.
So we'll have to wait and see what happens with the finality of that lawsuit. But I'm just glad to know that there's problems for them. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to feed them some gluten. That's what I'd like to do.
Kim's eating gluten.
Kim's got plenty.
Watch them get all bound up or whatever happens when you eat gluten.
You've got a weight problem, and you know it.
Watch your colon get all twisted. And congratulations, Veronica Mars fans. You did it in record time.
Did? It just started yesterday.
Yesterday at 11:30 a.m., Kickstarter posted the Kickstarter campaign of Rob Thomas, creator of Veronica Mars, and Kristen Bell, star of that popular cult TV show, saying, we want to do a movie, but no one will give us the money to do it, so we're coming to you, the Veronica Mars fans. If you can raise $2 million in the next 30 days, we can produce the film, and then Warner Brothers has agreed if we put up $2 million, they'll pick up the tab for the marketing, the promotion, distribution of the film. So 7:30 a.m., they kick it, and it became sort of a big story because a lot of Veronica Mars fans are out there. I know we talked about it yesterday. By noon, they had reached the $1 million mark. By 6 p.m. last night, they had reached their goal of $2 million.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
In money raised for the budget of the film. They gave themselves 30 days to raise it. They did it in less than 12 hours. So now the money keeps coming in. And they said they're going to put all the money towards the production of the film. So the more money they get, the more variety of locations they'll be able to shoot at, the more guest stars they'll be able to hire and things like that. So it looks like Veronica Mars fans will get their wish, and they did it themselves, which is kind of cool.
Kristen Bell tweeted the Pope an apology because they stole the thunder from his first day.
They pushed
the Veronica
Pope
Mars
Francis off the
yes,
off the headlines. Francis. All I can think of is Stripes. Remember Psycho? Yeah. I'm Psycho. My real name is Francis. Any of you homos call me Francis, I'll kill you. Any of you touch my stuff, I'll kill you. Lighten up, Francis. Sergeant Hulka. Today's celebrity birthday, Sasha Grey's 25 years old today. Yeah, that's all right there. Taylor Hanson from Hanson is 30. Chris Klein from American Pie, he is 34. Grace Park from Battlestar Galactica and Hawaii 5-0, she's 39 years old. Billy Crystal celebrates his 65th birthday. And composer, conductor, producer, he's done it all. Quincy Jones, he is 80 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
It's time for Allison Brie on the program. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. You know what, you guys? I'm really happy that Bean is not around again this time. I wanted to just thank you guys for making sure that he wasn't there, because you know how he makes me really uncomfortable.
Bean does stalk you.
He does.
That happens. And last time he was on vacation, we had you on, and we called him and hung up on him.
It's true. I like to only be on when he's not around.
And this time, about, I don't know, 5 or 6 days ago, we got a mean email from him. It was going, oh, I guess Allison Brie can only be on when I'm on vacation. Very angry.
Uh-oh.
Very angry. So I think
he's on to us.
I think this is the way to do it anyway. Let's talk about Community. It's coming back tonight at 8 on NBC. It's in its fourth season. Now, what's been happening with its fourth season? Has it been interrupted or what's going on?
Yeah, we had a late start. You know, it was pushed back. The fourth season was we were supposed to start in October, but we just started airing now, which is great for all of our holiday episodes. <laughs> <laughs> We just had Thanksgiving last week. It was awesome.
Now, what's why is
community?
It, why is it happening that way? What? Who's messing you know, with it?
Well, I think actually it kind of worked out because originally they were going to put us back airing on Friday nights. Mm. And I think that would have been kind of a disaster. So instead we just waited until 30 Rock finished up its run and then we got to go back to our original spot, which was a good thing.
It's hard enough to keep up. It's hard enough to keep up with a show that you like, let alone a show that you like that's being moved around on you.
We just really like to test our audience. We're like, do you really like the show? Do you really want to watch it?
All right, we're going to come back on Fridays. Nope. No, we're not. No, we're not.
We're here. Now we're over here.
Now we're on Thursdays.
See, can you catch it? We're just a aloof show. We're just playing hard to get.
Is it better? I found this, and I just want to know if you agree. Is it better to watch your show high?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a short answer.
It's the nuttiest, strangest, most bizarre out there show on TV, I think.
But I'd say probably only if you've been watching it from the beginning. I think if you're just tuning in for the first time, you don't need to be high.
Okay.
Because it'll be weird enough on its own.
Okay, good. So
Tonight we have, it's all about Changnesia, the big Ken Jeong episode. So
he's so great on this show.
Get excited.
Yeah. And he plays, what's his character's name?
Chang.
And he has amnesia.
Yeah.
Mm. But right now, it's Kevin. His name is Kevin.
That's what I thought. I think I saw the Thanksgiving one or something. I thought, wow, I'm way behind on this show. I just saw the Thanksgiving one.
Yeah, now he's going by Kevin. So tonight we're all investigating because none of us believe about his changnesia. And me and Donald Glover, Annie and Troy kind of team up as a little cop duo. So you can look forward to that.
Here's what sort of sucks. Every character, my name's Kevin, every character on TV that's named Kevin is dumb. In this particular case, he's got amnesia.
They struggle.
The Office, it's Big Dumb Kevin. There's no really smart, incredibly good, talented, good-looking Kevins.
It's true. And you know what? Chang was named Ben. When he was Ben Chang, he was like kind of with it. And then he changed his name to Kevin when he got dumb.
And what happens to him? He's an idiot, right?
So,
what happened to your name, Kevin?
I don't know. I've ruined it for everybody.
Remind me never to name any of my children Kevin.
Yes, please do. Now, we were just watching, before we had you on, a promo for Nick Offerman's latest project, Somebody Up There Likes Me.
Were you?
What the hell is happening?
Look, you guys, just be cool.
Hey, we're cool. We like it. And yet, what the hell is it?
You know, when Nick Offerman called...
No. You can't, actually.
Kitties. Weed and kitties.
Weed and kitties, right?
Kitties.
You know what? You can say that word if you're referring to...
No.
You can say that if you're referring to somebody and calling them a name. You can't say that if you're referring to a body part, which this song very clearly does.
Well, I mean, I think it's open to interpretation.
Is it a movie? Somebody Up There Likes Me?
Somebody Up There Likes Me is a movie.
A movie, okay.
I believe. And
I think it's
just coming out, like limited release in LA and New York. Yeah, I'm not in the movie.
You're not in the movie,
you're just in the promo.
That's what we wanted to ask. You're in the promo. And so are other people from some of the shows that you inhabit, but
and most of them are not in the movie.
Yeah, no. None of us are in the movie. No, you know what? Nick is in the movie, Megan Mullally is in the movie, and Stephanie Hunt is in the movie.
I don't need to see that much of Megan Mullally.
I need to see that much of Megan Mullally. She's hilarious.
Allison, come on now.
I can't wait to see this. I don't know what it is, but I have to see it.
I don't know what it is either, but the song is spectacular.
Yeah.
And we'll tweet out a link to that as well. But Allison Bree, thank you for coming on the show when Bean's on vacation. That's the best because it makes him angry and that makes us happy.
I will come in anytime.
Oh, next time we'll have to have you in and that would make him even more angry. So that would be good. Community is on Thursdays at 8 on NBC. Thank you, Allison, for joining us today.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate it. We'll take some calls right now, 1-800-520-1067. If you want to go to Kevin Avine's April Foolishness 2013, call now. We got a game for you, and you can win those tickets. Time to give away some more tickets for Kevin Avine's April Foolishness 2013, Saturday, April 6th. Again, it is Jay Moore, Bill Burr, Doug Benson, Rob Delaney, Ari Shaffir, and Brad Williams. Proceeds, of course, benefit the Wounded Warrior Project and Cedar-Sinai NICU. I have to be honest, it's tough coming up with contests for April Foolishness.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have the music angle. We don't have the. You could play their songs. You don't have their trivia.
Aha! So say you. We have all those things in this game,
which is called
Famous Fools.
Famous Fools. Fool, name fool? That fool. Name I don't fool? Know. Omar made the
Let's
intro.
Find out. Fool? Omar,
Let's find out what it's called.
It's time to name that fool.
Name the fool. Oh, yeah.
It's time to name that fool. Oh, oh. Win tickets to April Foolishness. Be cool. It's time to name that fool.
It's time to name that fool.
Get it right and don't be a big tool.
Don't be a tool.
It's time to name that fool.
Get it right and you most deaf will rule.
It's time to name that fool.
I'm sorry, what was the name of the game?
Name that fool right now.
Does anybody know that
good
we...
Good intro.
Do we pay Omar by the word?
That's a good intro.
That's a long intro.
You will drool or you will rule, I'm not sure.
All right, let's start with Jade. Hi, Jade.
Hi.
Welcome to Name That Fool.
Thank you.
Jade, all the questions, all the answers to the questions, rather, will have fool in them, okay? That's your hint.
All right.
Should make it easy for you. The mineral known as pyrite is known for its shiny quality.
Fool's gold.
Fool's gold. Oh, wow.
Look at you.
She's not even going to let you finish the question.
No, she's not.
Nicely
You're
done.
You're in
Hold
the
on.
Drawing, Jade. Hold on.
Let's go to Daryl. Hi, Daryl.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Welcome to Name That Fool.
Daryl, right. This is an audio clue. You're going to have to listen carefully, okay? We've got a piece of music for you.
Okay.
It's a song by the legendary band called The Beatles, found on their Magical Mystery Tour album. Here's the song.
Sees the sun going down and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
All right. Who's that song about?
Is that Fool on the Hill?
The Fool on the Hill, correct?
Nicely done.
Well done. We're two for two.
I would have never gotten that in a million years.
You don't like the Beatles.
Jeremy, hi.
Hi, Popo's out.
Popo's out, Jeremy.
Wow, a rare Popo's out mention.
Jeremy, in 1997, Matthew Perry and Salma Hayek starred in this romantic comedy. Can you name it?
I'm pretty sure the answer is not AC/DC.
It's not AC/DC, no, sir.
I'm going to say Fools Rush In.
Fools Rush Fools In, rush correct. In.
Nicely
what
done.
Heck?
Three
What's
for
happening?
Three.
Let's go to JoJo.
JoJo.
Hey.
JoJo.
How do you do, nephew? Hi, Lisa May.
Hi there.
JoJo, this is a legendary saying, a famous saying that I need you to complete. I'll read the first half, you read the second half, okay?
All right.
The first half is, fool me once, shame on me. The second
fool
part?
Fool me twice, shame on you.
Well done, sir.
Better than George Bush.
Unless you're George Bush, that's fool me. Won't get fooled again.
Can't get fooled again.
Yeah.
Let's go to Fernando. Hi, Fernando.
Hello.
Welcome to Name That Fool.
Fernando, yeah. Pop culture icon Mr. T, star of the A-Team, was famous for this catchphrase.
I pity the fool.
I pity the fool.
Oh, even a good delivery.
That's right.
Nice job. All right, we have time for one more. Let's go to Dylan. Hi, Dylan.
Good morning, friends. How we doing? Let's go.
We are good.
All right, Dylan, here's your question. The first day of the fourth month of the year is often known as this day.
April Fool's.
April Fool's Day.
Let's
absolutely.
Go. Let's go.
Take it easy. You only get one question.
Let's go. Let's go.
Everybody got
Everybody
it.
Everybody got it right. We're
Has
six,
that ever happened?
Six. I don't believe so.
No.
This is a smart, smart bunch. So we need to draw one name out of all six winners and award that lucky person tickets to our April Foolishness Comedy Extravaganza. Lisa, you've got the names. You've shuffled them in your bra there. Come out with one of them.
JoJo.
JoJo.
JoJo won the game. Congratulations, JoJo.
That's what I'm talking about.
We'll see you at Foolishness.
It's time to name that fool.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to name that fool.
Oh, oh.
It is time to check in with the good doctor. Dr. Drew is on the phone. Loveline airs Sunday through Thursday, 10 to midnight. Dr. Drew on call airs weeknights at 9 on HLN, and then he's got 17 different podcasts. Dr. Drew, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Let's talk about Kobe Bryant for
Let's
a second.
Do. I'm so upset that he broke his ankle. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was rough. For those of you who didn't see in the Lakers game, he sprained his ankle. He came down on somebody else's foot. Last shot of the game. Turns out he didn't make the shot. Turned his ankle. Looks like it's super painful. But, Dr. Drew, I have another question for you.
Yep.
You were sitting at the Toronto Raptors game.
Yep.
You were sitting on the floor.
Yep.
Kobe comes out just before he hit the three-pointer to tie it and send it into overtime and says what to you?
He said. says, I had the great good fortune of someone giving me those seats. And by the way, I don't recommend anyone they ever take those seats because it's literally like slamming heroin. You'll never see the world the same again.
Yeah, because then when you sit back in your regular seats, they suck.
I don't care what you're doing. Everything sucks after you've done that. So I'm sitting there. I mean, Kobe's having the most amazing game. It's one of the most entertaining games I've ever seen. And literally, he walks over, and I must have looked like some sort of, like a little child being admonished by the teacher or something. And he walks over, and he gives you one of those head nods, like, you know, the chin towards the ceiling. Mm-hmm. Like,
now, wait a minute. Let me just butt in right there. Did you think it was for you, or did you think it's got to be somebody behind me?
Of course. But he came with intention and then put his hand in front of his mouth and leaned over and went, "We got to chit-chat about Jody Arias."
You're kidding. Oh, my God.
This is the woman that you've been doing the HLN show now for how long?
It's been, 3-4 weeks of Jody Arias. She's been on the stand for 18 days, and we've been talking about it. People seem to be very interested in it. Evidently, not only is Kobe interested in it, but the entire Laker team is interested in it.
So he tells you that. Then he goes out and ties the game with a three-pointer, and it goes into overtime.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen anybody do in my life because he made the shot. 4 milliseconds, maybe a microsecond after he talked to me. I mean, just like he snapped into action, boom, good, let's go.
Maybe if he'd been there last night, he wouldn't have been hurt.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm going to be his new best friend and compatriot.
So let's talk about the Jody Arias trial. It is, I don't know, I think part of it, and I haven't heard anybody say this, but I haven't been watching full time. I really do think it's hard to get your head around that girl doing that thing.
Well, that's exactly what everyone is preoccupied about. I think that's what Kobe's interest and the rest of the Laker team interest is as well, which is this little girl slaughtered this guy. And I must tell you, I keep asking to show the pictures, the autopsy pictures on HLN, because they just tell the whole story. But they're so awful, no one will allow me. And they are on Huffington Post, and you can also see them, I think, on HLNTV.com.
It's not fun viewing.
But it tells you everything you need to know. And the jury have seen these pictures. And once you've seen that, it's like, okay, let's go to verdict.
Come There's really no it. Question.
Yeah,
right?
it's just
explain
it's just
to
brutal.
People who haven't been following the trial how he was killed.
He was killed. He was shot in the face and head. He was stabbed in the heart and then stabbed 28 more times.
Oh,
and then his
cut,
head nearly cut off, slit his throat. And then she hauled his mutilated body into the shower, washed him off. We think because she cut herself in the course of this slaughter and got her blood mixed in with his and wanted to wash that all off. And she has been lying to everybody. And by the way, after she finished this guy off, went and had sex with a guy up in Utah or wherever, Arizona, somewhere. And, went back, and when the police started questioning her, she said, "Oh, yes, I was too scared to tell anybody, but ninjas came in."
Two ninjas came in and killed him.
And killed him and scared me, and I've been afraid to say anything.
She went on 2020 with that story, right?
She was everywhere with stories that are just bold-faced lying. And you've got to look at this woman and go, how is this possible? How does somebody lie like that? How is somebody capable of this kind of slaughter? And then how does she get up on the stand and sort of tell me? She's been there for 19 days telling us her whole life story about, my mom used to curl a wooden spoon and hit me with it. I think that traumatized me. And, my dad pushed me once. It's like, I'm not so sure.
It doesn't really add up
I'm
to what
so
you
sure.
did.
No, it doesn't. You know, there are plenty of people that experience horrible abuse. They don't kill the guy, and they certainly don't slaughter anybody.
29 stab wounds is just...
That's stunning.
It's stunning, Lisa. It's unbelievable. And so people have been pretty preoccupied with this case, and I've been bringing in experts and sort of not just legal people but psychologists trying to understand the mind behind somebody. And by the way, on the stand, the only emotion you ever see from her, you see tears when she's panicked.
Yeah.
But when she described what she did to this guy, very matter of fact,
I think that's what's so weird is she looks so normal and adjusted, and she's clearly the opposite of that.
Right? She's normal, articulate, and we've talked to lots of guys that dated her.
She seems a little shy almost.
She's a little shy, but a little hypersexual.
Yeah.
But then when guys, guys liked her and guys wanted her and she liked guys, but who knew that she was capable of this? That's what every guy that watches this story is, like reviewing in their head who they dated and what did I narrowly miss. And, well, maybe I didn't understand what she was experiencing, and it causes everyone to rethink their history and their choices.
Now, something happened in this case that I haven't seen in any other case. I don't watch a lot of cases, but in Arizona, I guess they let the jurors ask questions.
They do.
So the jury actually writes out a whole bunch of questions, and the judge just rapid fires them at the witness.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and then the prosecution has a chance to question the questions, and the defense clarifies the questioning of the questioning. It goes on forever. And the questions this time were sort of mocking. They were sort of she keeps talking about this convenient fog that set in after she shot him, and she can't remember anything after. It really is the exact plot of the movie Chicago. If you want to see the trial, it's got a musical attached to it. But anyway, the fog sets in. She doesn't remember what happened, and the jury's questions about the fog were mocking. Like, have you ever seen a doctor about your problem with the fog? And one actually asked, have you ever seen a doctor about your mental problems? And she got a little offended. When I don't know what mental problems you're talking about.
She said that.
Yeah.
Wow. What do you think her mental problem is?
We it's hard to tell. Of course, we're purely speculating. We're, 1,000 miles away with this woman on a stand on TV. But probably some sort of characterological problem, like a borderline and with sociopathy, where she doesn't really empathize. She keeps saying, all that mattered to her, she says, I didn't want anybody to get that picture of me that I was capable of that. By the way, same woman that says, I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't want anybody to think I could do that. She literally comes close to talking about herself in the third person and says, Jodi Arias doesn't do that. Mm. And people that, she wouldn't do that. The people that talk in the third person are not necessarily well.
Right.
And not only is she talking in the third person about herself, she's disavowing any part of herself that she finds objectionable. And it just didn't happen.
The other part of this that's so fascinating is she has been caught lying. What, 100 times?
In Avogadro's number of times.
It's unbelievable. They go, so you were lying when you said that. Yes, I was.
Yes, I was.
Are you lying now? No, I'm not.
Why should we believe you now? Because I'm telling the truth.
Right. But she says it. We've always made this joke on this show is that you need to deny, deny, deny.
Right.
And if you deny boldly enough, people's mind will be snapped because they won't be able to get their head around it. And we give a perfect example when Bean brought his goat into the studio and the engineer came in and he said, you're not supposed to have animals here. And we said, well, there's no goat here. It's an absurd lie. And you're just hoping that their mind will break because they can't get their head around it. That's what I feel like with this trial.
That's exactly right. And I've been talking to a lot of lying experts across the course of this coverage. And I've got a new term. It's called convince, not convey. And apparently when people are trying to convey a truth, they use a lot of detail and storytelling. They aren't sort of in convincing mode.
Oh, interesting.
They're not trying to convince you of anything because it's the truth.
Interesting. Hmm. How far does this trial have to go? Because it's been on for weeks now. I say it's been on like a TV show.
It's like a reality show.
It is.
Today's Thursday of
2017. Where are we in the trial, though? The jury has already asked the questions.
She's done. She's off.
Oh, she's off.
We're going to experts today.
Oh, dear God.
And experts will make this sound interesting because if I were an expert on this case, I could make the case that this kind of thing could happen from trauma and domestic violence and whatnot. But there's just no evidence that that's what happened here. That's the problem.
Wow.
The defense has not shown any evidence that that's the case.
Well, it's a fascinating trial, and Dr. Drew covers it live on HLN at 9 o'clock every night. The Dr. Drew podcast is at drdrew.com. The Mike and Drew podcast is at podcast1.com.
Adam and Drew.
He does Love Not. Love
Adam and Drew is the number one podcast in the country right now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
Look at you.
Crazy.
You need to do more, Dr. Drew.
I do. I'll start it today.
Thank you. Ralph, what's going on in the showbiz beat?
Before we get the showbiz news.
What's going on in the showbiz news,
The
Ralph?
Listeners have demanded it, and we have responded that
right,
we've got
what's
a brand spanking new moment with Kevin that is pretty remarkable. We're doing a segment called the Internet Roundup, and there was one of those famous historical rap battles, the ongoing hilarious series of rap battles between famous historic figures. And this one was between Nikola Tesla and Thomas Edison. And our man, Kevin, introduced it thusly.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Figures from history rap against each other. This particular one is Nikola Tesla, who, of course, came up with the Tesla automobile, and Thomas Edison. It's really weird to think that there's somebody somewhere writing a rap for the guy that invented the Tesla car. So I only said
that
it twice.
Was a
I'm right there with him.
With Kevin.
Thank you, Lisa.
You really think Nikola Tesla is the guy who invented the Tesla automobile?
Is that what I thought? Yes.
That's what you thought.
I got a little bit of response telling me otherwise.
Did you really?
An avalanche, yes.
And Nikola Tesla, for those who don't know, I guess Kevin and Lisa are
one
of, are
know
two
this.
Of the three. He was a legendary genius inventor in the late 1800s, early 1900s, who worked alongside with Thomas Edison in developing the AC motor and radio-controlled vehicles. The AC power supply he developed with Westinghouse, the electric motor. He was known for being an electrical and magnetic genius when it came to inventing different...
We all have our strengths, Ralph. Mine's not history.
I'm just saying, the Tesla automobile, named after the famous inventor Nikola Tesla, but it turns out, having died in the early 1940s, he really wasn't around to build the Tesla car.
Maybe I just misspoke.
Or maybe you said it twice. Maybe you confirmed it. Listener Kevin from Marina Del Rey says, since Kevin thinks Nikola Tesla invented the Tesla car, please let him know that Harrison Ford also invented all the Ford cars. So, there you go, people. You demanded it and we've responded.
I did think that, actually.
Yes, you did.
Back to you, Ralph.
great showbiz news. Especially if you're a Veronica Mars fan. It really is the talk of the entertainment world today. Veronica Mars was a very popular TV series that went off the air, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. And Rob Thomas, the creator of that show, and Kristen Bell, the star of that show, decided it was time for them to do a much anticipated Veronica Mars movie. Get the old gang back together and carry on the storylines and do a feature film for all the hardcore Veronica Mars fans. But they couldn't find anyone to give them the financing to do it, so they went to the people themselves. Then they went to Kickstarter.com, which of course is a crowdsourcing website where you can get money for various projects. And they said to their fans, we need to raise $2 million and then we can make this movie, because Warner Brothers has said they'll pick up the tab for marketing and promotion and distribution if we can just come up with the $2 million it'll take to make the movie.
And this was, when did it start?
It was yesterday at 7:30 a.m. was when this Kickstarter launched.
That's crazy.
They said, well, we've got 30 days. Help us raise $2 million in 30 days, please. Please donate if you're a Veronica Mars fan. Well, in about 4.5 hours, they had raised $1 million. And then by 6 o'clock last night, same day, less than 12 hours later, they had reached their $2 million goal. Right now, it stands at almost $2,700,000.
So they're still going.
They're still collecting money, and they're still raising money. They're close now to $3 million budget for the film. Veronica Mars fans have responded, well, needless to say, in a big, big way. Kristen Bell herself said, I knew Veronica Mars fans were cool, but I had no idea they could rally with such power. They are unstoppable, just like Veronica. I will have a permanent blush on my face feeling so lucky to be associated with this entire thing.
That's crazy in one day.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It obviously broke all kinds of Kickstarter records and things. No, they've never seen anything like it. So, power in the people, man. Glad they didn't apply that to world hunger or ending disease or famine. I'm glad everyone finally found a cause they could get behind, which is the Veronica Mars movie. And that's what mobilized people to open up their hearts and their wallets, as opposed to, you know, AIDS research or breast cancer or something. Something.
Hey, it's all
worthwhile.
Ralph.
Worthwhile. That's what I'm saying. So congratulations to those guys. Lou Grant, Ed Asner, star of television for many, many years, is recovering in the hospital after he was taken ill during his one-man play, FDR. He's performing in Gary, Indiana. The crew stopped the show and they noticed he was struggling with his lines. He was taken to the hospital and apparently was very ill. But his son says he's resting now, doing well, and he's very grumpy, which is always a good thing.
Oh, okay.
Ed
so that's a good sign.
He just seems like a dick.
He does.
He's always grumpy. They say it was not a stroke. That much we do know, so that's good news for Ed Asner fans.
Imagine if they stopped this show every time I struggle with lines.
We think you have a stroke every 40 seconds or so. I got a response yesterday I was talking about, but if you've never heard the Ed Asner solar energy commercial, you got to listen to it. He's the biggest dick. I can't imagine how they sell anything with that guy as a spokesperson. Yeah, Varengo Solar, they're the best. Okay, but what's the catch, Ed? Catch! There's no catch. Jeez, all right. I take this solar panel seriously.
Take it easy, old man.
Jeez. And the people at Psych are taking a page from the Hawaii Five-O, what they did recently. They're letting viewers decide how their 100th episode will end. You may remember earlier this season, the Five-O crew did the same thing for their January 14th episode.
That just seems lazy.
That's what I'm thinking. Do your job. Don't we? What are we? You're paid to write and make TV shows. Just finish it yourself.
Psych, a very popular show on the USA Network, will let people choose which of the five suspects at a party, the butler, the groupie, the manager, the author, and the host, committed the crime, and then you should vote via Twitter, apparently, and that's how they end the show.
Stop it.
And sad news for hardcore metal fans. Original Iron Maiden drummer Clive Burr is dead. He had multiple sclerosis, apparently was suffering from that late in his life, and died on Tuesday. He was just 56 years old.
Wow.
But he was the original drummer for the band, played on the first three Maiden albums, 1980's Iron Maiden, Killers from 81, and The Number of the Beast. So a lot of Iron Maiden fans feeling sad today. They lost their drummer. And of course, Clive Burr also invented the Burr racing car.
Is that right? Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Quincy Jones, legendary composer, conductor, TV and film producer, 80 years old today. Comedian Billy Crystal is 45. Grace Park, we were just talking about Hawaii Five-0. She's on that show. I got to know her on Battlestar Galactica. I got to know her intimately on that
show. Is that right?
Yeah, well, she was on television. I was being intimate with myself. But she's 39. Chris Klein from American Pie Movies is 34. Teller Hansen of the band Hansen turns 30. And actress, model, and adult film star Sasha Gray celebrates her 25th birthday today. She's done a lot in her 25 years.
Yes, she has. She's done it all.
She's done a lot of people in her 25 years. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Time for one final look at the showbiz with Ralph Garman. What's going on, Ralph?
Yeah, so a little behind the scenes magic.
people don't need to know this.
I said, Omar, I need that moment with Kevin about Tesla. He said, oh, yeah, that's funny. So he puts it together for me. He sends it in here to Beer Mug for me to play in the last showbiz. And so Beerman goes, hey, Omar, what is this moment with Kevin? And Kevin's standing there, so Omar says over the intercom, just let it play out on the radio. Oh, okay. Hey, Ralph, we have your moment with Kevin with the Tesla car. So as opposed to letting it play on the radio, he announced it in the room where Kevin was, so we couldn't get the
Omar was trying his best to not let me know what
right,
it was.
Right, so we had a little fun. You're hearing it first.
But he
time
knew
on
I was
air.
Listening.
Exactly.
And then Muggs.
Hey,
turned...
the Tesla one, the one that he sent in, we got that.
Just trying to make sure you knew, Ralph. That's all.
Yeah.
You do good work, Muggs.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the guy you need to worry about. You're right. I'm the guy who doesn't know what's going on. Yeah, it's me. Thank God you're there to keep me abreast of what's happening on the show, Beer Mug. Because I'm all confused. Seriously, what are we going to do?
Just trying to help, man.
You know what you can help with? Doing what people tell you to do. Do that. That would help.
Right.
So when Omar says, just let it play on the air, then you just have to push the button and let it play out on the air. That's all you have to do.
There could have been a possibility that you didn't know that we had the clip already. So I was just letting you know.
I'm serious. What are we going to do?
Not bad. Getting better.
All right, let's talk about showbiz news. Oh, those crazy Kardashians.
What trouble are they in now?
Well, porn star Kim Kardashian was pulled over last Monday when a Beverly Hills police officer noticed her windows were way too tinted. Here's the thing. Her brother Rob had been stopped for the exact same crime last Tuesday, a week before that. Kim Kardashian gets off with a warning.
Yeah.
Rob Kardashian, citation.
Of course.
Bam. Bam.
Of course.
That's, I would sue. If I was Rob Kardashian, I would sue her. I would sue my own sister. I'd sue her for 65 pounds. Because she's got that.
She does have an extra.
To give up.
Hanging around.
Meanwhile, Anne Wintour, you know her? She's the editor of Vogue magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Familiar with her, Lisa?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Her, you know. Tesla? No idea. But
no.
Anna Wintour, you know her.
Of
sure.
Of course.
Yeah. She hates Kim Kardashian.
Good for her.
Loves Kanye West.
What?
So she's torn. She's struggling. Do you invite the couple to your big Vogue fashion shindigs, or don't you? Well, apparently she refuses to acknowledge Kim Kardashian and won't invite her to any of her high-profile fashion events.
No.
Because
kidding.
She believes, and here's her quote, and I love it, she's the worst thing since socks with sandals. Now, for a fashion person, that is pretty
is
much the
bad?
Biggest insult you can give
okay.
anyone. Yeah. Those marshmallows have power. Marshmallows, by the way, if you don't know, is the name given to hardcore fans of the Veronica Mars TV series. Yesterday at 7:30 a.m., Rob Thomas, creator of Veronica Mars, and Kristen Bell, the star of that same cult hit TV series, announced that they were trying to make a Veronica Mars movie, but they needed to raise the funds themselves because no one would finance the film. They needed $2 million in order to produce a Veronica Mars movie.
So they asked fans of the show to please help donate. He said, we've got 30 days. It'll take a month. If we can raise just $2 million, then we'll produce the Veronica Mars movie. That happened at 7:30 a.m. yesterday. Before noon, they had had $1 million donated. By 5:55 p.m., just before 6, less than 12 hours, $2 million was raised in one day for the Veronica Mars movie.
Now, Ralph, I don't know the Kickstarter, whatever that is.
Kickstarter.com.
That's not just promises, right? They actually have to put it on their card or whatever?
Here's the thing. Yeah, you have to set up an account there, either through PayPal or through your credit card. But you're pledging the money that if they are fully funded, if they reach their goal, then they accept the money. Now, say they had only raised $1.5 million by the end of 30 days, then all bets are off and the project's not going forward and no one doesn't cost you anything. You're only charged if the project is fully funded. Well, this has almost now, as of this morning, almost $3 million in funding. So it looks like the Veronica Mars movie is moving forward and all the Mars fans will be able to see their beloved Veronica back in Neptune where she belongs. None of this register on you whatsoever? Yeah.
I watched it. I don't remember much about it.
By the way, if you go there still, if you go to the site, if you're looking to donate money or whatever, watch the video that they put together. They got the old cast back together again, and it all takes place at Kristen Bell's house, and they're all just crashing there for no apparent reason. Her dad's in the kitchen still pretending he's her dad and stuff. So it's very entertaining. You should check that out. All morning, we have neglected to talk about our new Pope, Francis.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, Popey.
Does he go by Popey?
Popey, that's what he's known as.
Huh.
Jorge Mario Bergoglio. He's an Argentine. And he doesn't like gay people. So it's business as usual with the Catholic Church. Just want to give him
did he come out and say that?
He won't be breaking any new ground.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
He fought really hard in Argentina to prevent...
They've got legalized gay marriage there, and he was not very happy. He doesn't like same-sex marriage. He's anti-abortion. He opposes adoption by gay couples. He's business as usual.
It ain't natural!
That's him right there. That's him. That's his quote. And Olivia Wilde is just the best and keeps getting better. I mentioned a couple weeks ago when she put out that tweet about Justin Bieber when he was going to parties with his shirt off. She tweeted, Justin Bieber, put your effing shirt on. Well, on Jay Leno this week, she discussed the fact that about 17,000 Beliebers came smashing down on her via Twitter, saying such lovely things as she's a lesbian, she's too old, or my favorite, put your shirt over your mouth.
That is a good one.
Burn! Olivia said it's the funniest thing that's ever happened to her. So God bless her for having a sense of humor.
It is good fun if you want to pass the time of day. You got about an hour or so. Attack Bieber and then just wait and watch. And it is beautiful.
They are not hard to
dismantle.
To upset those Bieber fans. They are nothing if not defensive about their boy Bieber. Yeah, I tweeted that picture. Someone had photoshopped of him in a diaper and a onesie being put in the car seat by his his bouncer. I mean, that's what it looks like to him. He's like, the guy's huge and he's lifting a little Bieber up. Looks like he's putting him in the car seat. He's got a pacifier and everything.
Sure.
Well, the Beliebers hunted me down and had some choice words for me. You're old. Why are you even doing that? Don't you have something better to do with your time?
Most of the time, it doesn't even make sense what they
say.
No,
it usually doesn't.
You can tell what they're going for, but, you know.
Why do you spread that picture? Where's your life happening now? Lunchbox? They just string together a series of words and put an exclamation point at the end of it. Doesn't really make much
sense. Then they go into third grade.
Yeah.
Again.
Hey, I've got tickets to give away to a magical, wonderful, spectacular event known as WonderCon. You know why they call it WonderCon?
Why is that?
Because you will wonder why you don't go all the time to that con. All right, maybe that's not it. But
Bieber fans.
It's the 26th annual WonderCon. It is sort of a baby Comic-Con as like they do down in San Diego. What's that? It's huge, but it's not quite as big as the Comic-Con they do in San Diego. However, it is brought to you by the same people, and it offers all the same wonderful events. You get to meet all the creators and artists of comic books. There's fantasy and television and film and anime and sci-fi, you name it. If you're a geek like me, you will love the WonderCon. It is happening March 29th through the 31st at the Anaheim Convention Center. You can go to comiccon.com for more details and get your own tickets. However, if you'd like a pair of 3-day passes to the event, Why don't you call now? 1-800-520-1067. The 26th annual WonderCon. So we'll take callers number 26 and 27. Right now we've got two pairs of three-day passes to give away to WonderCon. You get to see the entire event all the way through the weekend if you win these three-day passes. It's going to be quite an event. And as I've called it before, it's like spring training for geeks. Because this, you get out of WonderCon, you warm up, you get back in the groove, and then boom, you're ready for San Diego Comic-Con in July. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actress and model Sasha Grey is 25 years old today. Taylor Hanson of Hanson turns 30 years old. Chris Klein from the American Pie movies is 34. Grace Park from Hawaii Five-0 and Battlestar Galactica is 39. Composer, conductor, television producer, movie producer, music producer, Quincy Jones. He's the ultimate hyphenate. He is 80 years old. And comedian and multi-host of the Oscar broadcast, Billy Crystal, celebrates his 65th birthday. And Kevin, of course, you know Billy Crystal as creator of Crystal Meth.
That's correct.
Crystal Pepsi.
Above.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday. That means we got the movie beat. We're also going to talk about Bill Belichick, who has joined Twitter.
Oh, no.
Doesn't seem like a good idea.
He won't ever reach 140 characters. That's
true.
For sure. He'll always be under the limit.
Be like four characters.
Mm-hmm.
You've created an app. We want to talk to you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem that hard, does it? But people,
I've read about it. It's hard.
It seems hard, right? Yeah. But it doesn't seem hard. And also we have...
It seems hard, but it doesn't seem hard.
And also we have tickets for April Foolishness tomorrow morning on an all-new show.